Michael has done some homework for us that he could then not listen as all of us are thinking the 7 or 8 good day songs are wearing a little thin. So let's see if we can come up with some new things. So thank you, Michael. Michael is the strong, silent type. He's there helping Richie in the main studio of our originating network, Radio America in Washington, as we begin another Good Day program. 7 after the hour, Jennifer Horn is here as well to get us focused on how to make today the last day of August.
No.
August the 30th.
The oomph?
The 30th of 31st of August, 2011. Maybe a suggestion or two would take you through the day. Whatever thoughts you plant in your mind as you wake up or as you start your day or start your job or start something new will nourish that which you do through the day. Thus, I look at, as we get started, some of the trending items that people are discussing. I'm trying to figure out what it is of all of these things. If you go, for example, I just decided I'd go to one trending source. Okay. I just take one. There are probably, what, 4 or 5 we could go to just
Absolutely.
For the heck of it?
Probably even more than that.
Maybe more than that. All right. So, excuse me, I'm looking in a moderately random way, Jennifer, at things that people, I'm guessing that if we, I'm on actually trendingtopics.org. Which is different than Google. I just decided, again, I'd pick one. I'm looking to try to figure out what it is that people are talking about. The thing at the top of the heap here is Iceland. What the heck's
Why?
Going on? I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what
Thank
have
God.
I missed. Okay, so I can actually, the great thing about these things is you can click on to the word or phrase that's trending. And what comes up is the Wikipedia reference to Iceland, what the country's all about, but doesn't tell you why people are interested in Iceland. Anybody know? 800-510-8255. See, I think that we're often on, if you'll pardon the use of the overused phrase, cutting edge of things. I think we're normally, with much of what we talk about, if you go to the last month or two or three or four at DougStephan.com, and you look at the What's New department, there are usually 4 or 5 stories there, 3, 4, 5 stories that we all feel are important, and they are oftentimes not what we would consider mainstream. They aren't what the headlines may be if you go to CNN or you go to MSNBC or you go to Reuters, or you go to the Associated Press, you go to CBS, you go to ABC. They aren't the same things because I don't want to talk about the same stuff that everybody else is talking about. But I honestly can't figure what it is that is sending people to Iceland. I may have missed something, however.
I'm seeing a Chinese investor plans to buy land in Iceland for a resort.
No, really? How much is he going to spend?
Who cares? What
that offered $8.8 million.
Yeah, I don't. So would that send you to looking into Iceland, Michael? Yeah, I know you've got lots of money,
it's
so maybe you'd like
Iceland.
To invest it.
Anything with ice in the word is not going to get my interest.
Come on.
That's what I'm thinking. All right, so here's another trender. In terms of people, Stephen Hawking is trending. We all know that many people think Stephen Hawking may be the most intelligent person alive.
Aside from you, sir.
Oh, thank you. He's a physicist, and I'm not.
No.
I could be. Yeah, exactly. I can be anything I want to be. You remember the old Tom? You don't know. You don't remember this, but people used to watch Tom Terrific on Captain Kangaroo. I'm Tom Terrific, greatest hero never. I can be what I want to be. And if you'd like to see, follow me.
No, but I used to watch Captain Kangaroo.
Did you? You don't remember Tom Terrific, greatest hero never?
Uh-uh.
Oh, my heavens. What in the world is the matter with you? So anyway, he is the member of the Pontifical Academy of Sciences and has gotten the Presidential Medal of Freedom. All right, so, Michael, I'll leave it to you to figure out, if you can, why it is that he is trending now. He's pretty much, he doesn't cotton much to religion or to a lot of, he thinks that there are problems that are going to end badly for the Earth, has been saying this last year or two, the last 3 or 4 years, frankly, a lot about that. But I don't know if there's anything hot here. Glee is trending, and that's understandable. Matter of fact, a lot of television, a lot of television shows are trending because the new season for some show starts as early as next week, right? You're the TV person here.
Yep, everybody's talking about what's coming up, new shows, returns.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
Here's trending Kick-Ass the film.
Yes.
What is that about?
It's a movie.
I got that.
Mm-hmm.
Do we need to go to Chuck the Movie Guy for that?
No, Kick-Ass. It was a good movie. It's already gone, though.
Really?
I mean, it was gone and on DVD.
Really? The Boeing X-37, the orbital test vehicle, that's trending. Air Force is testing it, demonstrating reusable space technologies to replace the shuttle. Okay. But I don't see any potential launch here. So I'm just, it looks a little bit, if you look at the pictures of it, looks a little bit like the old space shuttle, but it's smaller. Okay, so let's see here. Here's British Airways Flight 9 is trying to get anybody's attention so far.
Yeah, British Airways Flight 9?
Yeah.
What are they doing?
I don't know. I'm looking at the...
Let's look them up.
Whatever. This one goes back to a story from 1982. Well,
I don't know if this is trending.
I'm wondering what there is about trending that has people at least here. All right, so that's one example. I just decided I was going to do the trending thing just to see what's there that we can relate to. The thing that I see 3 or 4 times in here is references to that movie Kick-Ass. That's it. And there's a lot of interest in Muhammad here.
Which one?
The fellow who was the originator of the Muslim religion, which goes back, what, about 1,400 years? Not how long ago he wandered around. Yeah. Okay, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Huh?
Exciting. A couple old movies, huh? Iceland. And
right. We're right on top of things. We're trending with the best of the trenders.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Hooray for us. Woohoo! All right. So we'll try another. Let's take another approach. You can pick the next. If we had 4 or 5, we might spend this hour looking at 4 or 5 of these trending circumstances.
I'm
I'll
locked
let you
and loaded with trending
that.
Today.
All right. So you pick the next place to go. It could be
okay.
Google, it could be Yahoo, it could be any number of places. Jennifer gets to pick next. I should have let her go first because
ladies
first on this program. I'm very polite if nothing else. 800-510-8255. If you'd like to add to the conversation, then you certainly are. If you're a trender, you know, there are all kinds of ways of using that word. I think that's becoming one of those overused words.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be. As a matter of fact, as a side dish here, I would like to have you think about, consider, and perhaps share with us at 800-510-8255 an overused phrase or word.
At the end of the day.
Overused, yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. I'm listening to a lot of these politicians who are yakking, using the same old tired phrases other than I. That's pretty overused by many of them.
Mm-hmm.
But what other overused phrases are you hearing from them? But in general, what do you hear from your boss? What do you hear from your spouse? What do you hear?
Unacceptable.
Right.
Who else do you have for me?
Right. Okay, so what's an overused phrase or word that is part of the usual vernacular, this part of the usual conversation, the usual communication, that you just as soon see left out of the conversation or the communication? What would be an example of that? 800-510-8255. More stimulating talk radio. I find that to be a little, although I think this is, I'd like to think that we are a little more stimulating than the average bill of fare, but I find that phrase to be sort of overused, you think, or not? Maybe.
More stimulating talk radio?
Yeah.
I still think it's pretty awesome. Anytime you can use the word stimulating in a sentence, I kind of like it.
It was stimulation, I know.
I said a sentence, not
a
song.
Oh, you didn't say a song? Oh,
no.
Sorry about that.
Redo.
Take that back. Michael, rewind that tape and make sure it doesn't get played, will you please, anyplace else. 800-510-8255. Here's something you ought to know about what's going on in your body. If you are a man, please listen to me for the next 60 seconds as I talk about something that is very important to you and to your spouse, to your other half, your prostate. It's kind of a ticklish situation for some folks. Prostates affect your urine flow and thus how well you sleep. And if you have had the problem of getting up in the middle of the night and the person who's in the sack with you is not happy because you wake her up, perhaps you would consider, please, the incredible Master Prostate Formula and the more equally incredible Master Prostate Giveaway of 1 million bottles. That's what they're engaging in right now. Master Prostate is 12 key ingredients. You can count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 ingredients that are shown to promote healthy prostate function that will help you get a better night's sleep because you don't get up in the middle of the night once or twice to go to the bathroom. That's caused by pressure brought about by your prostate. So, it's an all-natural product. It's called Master Prostate. What more do you need to know? The best part of all of this is that free bottle of Master Prostate you can get by calling 800-716-6520. May I repeat that number for you? 800-716-6520. What could be better? A free bottle of something that helps you sleep better at night. You see how it works. 800-716-6520. Give them a call right now.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free Bic product when you buy any two. Mix and match pens, markers, pencils, highlighters, and correction tape. With a deal like this, you won't have to shop around. And you also won't have to hear,
"Mom, I need more pens, stat."
Or,
"I just couldn't finish my homework, Mom. My pen ran out."
Or our favorite,
"I didn't know I needed number 2 pencil for that test."
Get a free Bic product when you buy any two. Staples. That was easy. In-store only. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Ends 9/3/11.
O'Reilly. If it's hard to stop or you hear squealing or grinding noises during braking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find the brake parts you need from trusted brands like Brake Best, Brake Best Select, and Wagner Thermo Quiet. In stock and at everyday low prices. Play it safe with brake parts from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find 4 powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
"Hey, Mom! The X key is missing." That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
"Mom, what is a floppy disk?"
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
"Hey, thanks, Mom."
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
21 after the hour on the Good Day program. 800-510-TALK is how you call us with your overused phrases.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
The number one most popular search right now is Jay Leno. Number two, I'm looking, Richie, I'm doing a little my morning search. I should actually talk about this more often than
You're
I do.
You're so good at this, too. you are Mr. Internet.
That's me.
You tried your best, and you failed miserably. The lesson is, never try.
And it makes me wonder, are we being a little superficial because Michelle Obama appears on The View? You folks have seen The View. You know what I'm talking about on The View? And people go crazy because they see the dress that she's wearing and they said, wow, I got to have that dress. And if you look at The View historically, they have always set fashion trends. No, it's true. As a matter of fact, remember when Rosie O'Donnell was on The View? Women all across the country were wearing tool belts. Do you remember that?
According to a new study, American fathers are spending more than twice as much time with their children as they used to in years past.
Nice. I thought so. Yeah.
Experts say it's due to a sweeping new trend called unemployment.
By trends, we're talking about trends. What's trending on some of the search engines like Twitter? Jennifer is taking Twitter on. Maybe
I
go
am.
To
it's so
Google.
Funny to see what trends on Twitter, because it's not just news stories. It can be phrases. So one of the things that's trending right now is dad quotes.
Dad quotes?
Kind of like bleep my dad says.
Really?
Except it's advice that people's dad have given them.
Wonder how they what started that? Can you tell when you look at these trends how they got started?
No.
Right, because sometimes you can start something that'll really... We've done stuff on our Twitter and Facebook accounts that has started a landslide
of opinion, of response.
So maybe that's what that's about. Will you do a little more research there, Jennifer?
Absolutely. Some of the responses are, Jesse G says, you can't have a boyfriend until I've seen his paycheck. That's a dad quote.
There you go.
If he hits you, I'll hit him harder.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
Ask your mother. Mm-hmm. Find a husband that can afford your expenses. Mm-hmm. You know, just fun stuff like
things
that.
Things my dad says.
Yeah, dad quotes.
800-510-8255. That would be good. Also, we are looking for overused phrases or words, because a lot of what you'd see in phraseology on the trending topics, no matter where you use or whatever you use for a source, where you get the info, I'm looking at this and this is kind of tired stuff. And then I was thinking about all of the things that you hear in the various media that are uncreative, unstimulating, overused. So I've suggested that perhaps you might want to share what you think are some of the overused phrases or words. Here's Ellen listening to one of my favorite stations, KUGN, in Eugene, Oregon. Hello, Ellen.
Hi, Doug. How are you?
Well, ma'am. How about you?
Good, good. Okay, kick the can down the road.
Kick the can down the road. That seems to be something that is...
What does that even mean?
Delay decision, I guess. Yeah,
it's been used a lot lately with regard to the budget discussions because the politicians don't want to make any real serious decisions, so they kick the can down the road. Kick the can down the road. Good one, Ellen. Thank you. Here's Bob in El Paso, another one of my favorite stations, KTSM. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Doug, how's it going?
Well, how about with you?
I want to get rid of kinda and basically. Both of them are nonsensical words I think stupid people use to make themselves sound more intelligent.
Basically kinda? And kinda. I don't think you sound too intelligent if you use kinda, but maybe. So what?
Right, and with respect to Iceland, it's the new place to buy land. They're going to build a bunch of resorts over there, and the land's really cheap right now, and if you get in on the bottom... It's usually really good.
Really?
So basically, we should go buy
really
some...
cheap and sell real high when the resorts come in.
We should buy land in Iceland?
Why would you buy land in Iceland?
Because they're going to build a whole bunch of resorts.
So who's going to go? They can build all the resorts in the world. Who would want to go to a resort in Iceland? Can you imagine taking a vacation?
And all that garbage.
Have you ever been there?
Yeah,
I've been there. Trust me, you don't want to go there. 28 after the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Renting out your home or vacation home is not as simple as it may seem. Before you hand over your keys, there are a few necessary precautions. Remember, an online vacation rental company is usually just the middleman. While the company may give potential renters sample contracts and suggest holding a deposit, the companies themselves are not always liable. CSA Insurance has partnered with HomeAway Vacation Rentals to offer accidental damage property protection for about $39. After a recent headline-grabbing incident, Airbnb.com now offers hosts up to $50,000 coverage for any loss or damage caused by a guest. Either way, before you accept a rental booking, take down all the necessary information from renters. Know the purpose of their trip, the number of renters, and if they've stayed in a rental before. A high number of tenants, children, and pets? Well, there's a red flag right there. For more information, visit PeterGreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Edgar and I are just discussing Edgar actually is just listening.
Well, you discuss how upset you are you don't have power still.
Well,
right?
I just think it's... Edgar, do you want to have a moment with us? You don't want to talk? Huh? You don't want to grouse with me?
But Edgar, you're trending on Twitter.
Yeah, Edgar's trending on Twitter. That's an idea. Oh, yeah. Edgar trends on Twitter. How about that? Actually, I am going to spend a moment, even if Edgar won't help me, I can probably do this on my own, okay? Yesterday, this is why people so dislike the big, humongous corporations. You've heard the stories of Hurricane Irene down where Richie is, and certainly down in the Carolinas. I was reading something about some of the radio stations down there, Richie, earlier, that's a misplaced modifier. I was earlier reading something about the radio stations, especially coastal stations in the Carolinas, that really were affected. I'm looking at some of the trades this morning, and that along with businesses in general and homes are still without power down there.
Yep.
But the biggest problem's up in Vermont.
Oh,
and
poor Vermont.
New York State, upper New York State, north of Albany, the mess there because of the rain. But we had here a really very substantial wind at all. We had 50 mile an hour? We had 60, 70 mile an hour winds? No. What do you give me seven fingers for? You gave me 7 inches of rain we had.
That one is an extra
okay.
bonus.
Right. Right. Anyway, so we've had our issues with the power company, as a lot of other people have. And it isn't, I mean, you expect to have problems in a storm like this. You would expect the power to be especially since they've decided they don't want to spend the money to put the cables underground. They leave them out there. They don't trim the trees in certain parts. Some places they do, some places they don't. But they argue between Verizon and my area. Verizon is the phone carrier. They own the telephone poles. And so when they snap off during a storm like we had the other day, they have to wait. NSTAR will blame Verizon because they had to wait for the poles to be put in. And that was the first comment. However, the poles were replaced, two days ago, right? So the other farm, my home farm where I am now, even though we were on generator power Monday, the power was restored. And within sort of, I guess, a normal period of time. You give them 24 hours. because it wasn't that serious a storm. So now we have the other farm that's down the street, which is basically isolated now because of the power. There's the farm is the last piece of land in this town. Mm. It borders on the next town.
Yeah.
The next town is served by another electric company.
Yeah.
So they all have power. And we have power up to a place where a tree fell on the wires and snapped the telephone poles. So the poles were replaced on Monday. It's now Wednesday. Yesterday I sent an email to the corporate ha-has and hoo-hoos at NSTAR asking them when we could expect the... I found out where they were and where they were hiding. So I asked when we were going to get power back, and I got a call from an assistant in the office suggesting the power would be restored at 7:30 last night, or by 7:30 last night. And coincidentally, I sent, I actually called another office at NSTAR where I knew somebody would actually answer the phone. I found that out because I'm a big, important guy, Richie. Don't you forget.
Yes, you are.
People give me information. So anyway, I called this guy's office. And so anyway, somebody called from the office and said, they sent out, one of the offices sent out a crew of guys to sort of look at all of the areas that were a problem in this part of town. They came into the store, and did they actually pay for the ice cream, do you know, or did I give it to them? I don't remember. You know, they paid, we gave it to them? Yeah. I want it back. Put the tip in the jar. Okay, that's what we did. So I told them they could have, they brought the news that they've isolated the problem. We knew what the problem was, and it would be fixed pretty quickly. All right. And then they wanted to tell me how bad things were and how power was out in half of the town. And they had all these crews coming in from Ethiopia to work on the... Sorry, does it sound harsh if I say I don't care? That's their problem. They take my money every month to the tune of thousands of dollars to pay for their cruddy service and their... their service stinks.
On the way in, I just heard a very... interesting news piece about how this works and how they prioritize.
Yeah,
and,
really?
You know, basically...
Inform us.
Well, they go and connect the line that's going to give them the most restored customers
at any
given point.
Yeah.
So, and they said something I never even thought about. They said, if you live next to a hospital, as soon as that storm is over, you are going to be back on.
Yeah. And by the way, Foxborough... Massachusetts, where the stadium is, the football stadium, Gillette Stadium, there isn't one home that has power, one business in Foxborough that has power except for
the stadium.
They restored the stadium power immediately after the game. You look at all the news, everybody's whooping up in Foxborough. They have the news guys down there standing with a microphone in front of Foxborough Stadium and looking behind them. Look, there's light in the Foxborough Stadium. And then they go down the street. And everybody is yelling and screaming, how come we don't have power? If they can put power in the football stadium, how come we can't have power in our school and in our business and yada, yada? And I mean, you know, that's a kind of a, to figure the answer to that.
So then on the flip side of that, if you're a farm out at the edge of town, and you're on a single feeder line where it's really only going to get you online and not 100 other homes.
Right.
You are way at the bottom of the list, bro.
Yep. We are screwed.
Yep.
All right. And never mind the milk that could get spoiled if there's a problem. We've had a tractor on the generator running for, 3 days, right? Is the tractor okay? It's got an oil leak. Other than that, the engine sounded okay last night. Huh? Yeah. It's a great... did you sleep in the store again last night? Oh. Edgar's been sleeping in the store because the generator that's running... We have two different... there's two different parts of that facility in that barn. One side we're running with the generators working off the tractor, which is where the cows are milked and where the ice cream and where the milk is kept in the big tanks. That's on one generator, and then we have a smaller one that is powering all the stuff in the store to keep everything from spoiling in there. And that is only a 6-7 hour. How long can you get out of that?
About
7 or 8 hours. So
do you think the government's doing this on purpose because they want to put you out of business?
The government,
is this a conspiracy against the raw milk movement?
Hadn't thought about it that way. Richie was suggesting it's a conspiracy against the raw milk movement. Yeah. Somebody in the government called, the FDA called NSTAR and said, let's screw Stefan.
Don't put that power back up.
I think probably we'll not take credit for having that much influence or power.
It's just, but you know what it is? It's the attitude.
Wait a minute. You ought to give yourself plenty of credit.
All right, so I'll give myself more credit.
If you're the guy who you just said moments ago pays thousands of dollars a month to them for
every
their services.
Month for the various places that I pay for,
there you go.
It's about $4,000 a month, you know, plus or minus 10%.
You're an important person then.
Yeah.
Well, I know. Look at the service I get out of Verizon. I spend about that much money a month with them too, in the various sources that kind of service. It's just the big companies. They don't give a crap.
I feel bad for Edgar.
You feel bad for Edgar? Edgar's looking tired.
Yeah, he's been sleeping on the floor of a dairy store. What kind of life is that?
He slept on, what was this? You slept on, Jennifer's worried because you slept on the floor. You slept, didn't you put on mat or something down?
Oh, that's much better.
But some hay.
But he had a blanket.
Yeah, a pail of hay, spread it out.
This is a guy, though, who loves to sleep in the woods. But he'd have, at least in the woods, he'd have a nice...
Soft ground.
Not the side. He'd have a sleeping bag. That'd be great. At any rate. It's a pretty disgusting.
Our Ustream chat room, our friend Hypnotic Poison says, it's inconvenient to be without power in a disaster. Just be thankful your property was not lost or destroyed.
Yeah, Doug.
But I would say, Hip, I think that's one of the things that he is concerned about is that he will lose all of his goods in his store.
Right.
So that's probably the biggest concern.
But I'm more concerned. The real concern is that they tell you one thing just to get you... just to shut you up, and then, I mean, they've been getting unbelievably bad press, and they deserve all of it. In this circumstance, they deserve all the bad press.
You know, and that's why I was kind of interested to hear this news report that I heard. And they followed a crew around, and they went through the process. Okay, there's a line down. What happens?
Yeah.
You know, to go through all of those things and talking about the danger involved and talking about all the steps to, you know, ensure everybody's safety and this and that. And it was interesting. And then talking about how they prioritize. And obviously it makes sense, and you've probably thought about it, you know. Okay, if this one power line can get 1,000 people back online, obviously it makes more sense than to do the one power line that's going to put you and your dairy store back online.
But it's when they tell you, especially when it's a quick fix. Yeah. It requires somebody spending, literally, the guy says 5 minutes. They put the wires together that came down between the two telephone poles that were snapped, and that's it. Bing, bang, boom, they're done. But at any rate, and it's, by the way, this is not about me. I don't want it to sound like it's about me. It's about these big companies and the continuing trend that we have with the consolidation of big companies, no matter what the business. And the lack of response for those who are users of the end product.
They should tell you what they're actually going to do and then do it. There's no excuse for that.
Yeah,
if they tell you one thing, they should do it.
Right.
If they tell you, listen, we won't be able to be there for 4 days.
Yeah.
You know, but the problem is everybody doesn't want to get screamed at, so they tell you what you want to hear, even if they can't follow through on it.
Right. And then then you make even more noise after the fact.
Sure.
Speaking of noise, I would like those of you who have been energetic through your life, gentlemen, start your engines. Right? Okay. So if that's the case, you're all set. If you can start your engine and you've got really a lot of power behind you, you're all set. Physically, you're a happy guy. This is not an announcement for you. If you're not that guy, however, this is 60 seconds worth of information that is for you. The men who are waking up this morning who are just flat out poorly built anymore and poorly operating. If you're in a bad way, round of applause for something that is a quick fix. It's called Ageless Male. Ageless Male you can try in a risk-free fashion by calling 800-864-4031. Why would you want to do that? Because it will increase your testosterone by 61%. And that's why you have no get up and go, because you've lost your testosterone. Out of shape, you're irritable. Ugh, who wants to be around you? Get lost. You want to be an attractive fellow and somebody that people want to be around, then call this number, 800-864-4031. It may be just that easy. And because there's a free trial offer on the Ageless Male product, your whole life will change. Nothing to lose, guys. Call 800-864-4031. You'll notice a difference. You'll kind of start the day like I do. Every day I feel great about, or at least it sounds like I do. And most of the time I really do. It's a healthy way for you to change what's going on in your body and your life. It's a game changer. Be an ageless male. For your risk-free trial, call 800-864-4031.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Fall is right around the corner, and it's the perfect time to change up your look. Motion celebrity stylist Ursula Steven, known for Rihanna's edgy styles, has the inside scoop on how to achieve the hottest trends for the season.
Fall is a great time to have fun. Try new looks and step out looking your best. You can shine in any situation with the right products. Whether you're going from playful braids or a sleek and sexy bob, the key is to keep your hair looking fierce and fabulous. Motion's new Hold and Shine Styling Spray is the perfect product to finish any look. With fierce control, this long-lasting, water-free formula offers brilliant shine without the stickiness of some hairsprays. It provides all-day humidity resistance and 24-hour hold. To keep your style looking fabulous from day to night, whether you're going for edgy or elegant, Motion's Hold and Shine Styling Spray will definitely take your look up a notch.
Motion's hair care essentials are available at major food and drug stores nationwide, as well as your local beauty and barber stores. For more information, visit motionshair.com. I'm Ashley Murphy in New York.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. In a moment, important news for parents of young men and maybe young women. First things first, though, Ken, the anti-aging cream that we've been talking about. How long now? We've been talking about Tautinol for a couple of years, I think. The appearance,
absolutely.
Isn't it? The appearance that has been improved by so many people who use this skin moisturizer. But it goes deeper than that, if you'll pardon the pun, doesn't it?
It gets into those deep wrinkles, the ones that you start seeing as you get a little older. And why age poorly? And there's such good news out this morning about how to age gracefully. But one way is to keep the skin looking natural. This is a product developed by a plastic surgeon that gets those deep wrinkles without the needles, without the knife. Why not try this?
All right, yeah, you don't have to go have any operations or any of that sort of thing. Just use this, as so many listeners have. And you get, let's see here, one free when you buy two, and you get a free gift as well when you tell them you're listening to Dr. Ken. So try Tautinol by dialing 800-291-2584. That's 800-291-2584. Call right now, buy two, get one free. Tautinol is the way to keep your face or fix your face, make it the way you want it to be. Top pick anti-aging cream. Dial 800-291-2584. Pediatricians on the warpath, Ken.
In a new policy statement this week, Doug, the American Academy of Pediatrics, along with the Canadian Pediatric Society, they're recommending that doctors vigorously oppose boxing for any child or adolescent under the age of 19 because of the risk of concussions and other injuries, and instead steer kids towards non-collision sports.
There you go. Non-collision sports. You hear that? All right, let's see here. Anger and heart attacks and laughter on the other side.
This is some good news. European Society of Cardiology, the number one killer of Americans are heart attacks. And it seems like anger just drives this process.
Yep.
It's the stress. And the antidote is laughter. So rent a happy comedy movie.
What a mess you must be.
Who are you talking about?
You.
Nah. Laughter,
from
yoga.
To laughing.
Laughter, yoga. Laughter, yoga.
Whoa.
You got to do better than that. Come on.
Dr. Ken on Good Day.
Spirit. If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass weigh stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The morning zoo at Taco Bell.
That's right.
There you
That's
go.
Right.
Trending topics of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 53 past the hour. Technology is always in our bill of fare, trying to simplify things that may seem complicated and ought not to be, or at least we bring basic things down to the bottom line here. And so we have Alex Goldfein, our technology tailor, with a lot of information that will help you out next on Good Day.
Guys, now's the time to build your wardrobe at Macy's. Buy one, get one free. Suits from Michael Kors, Kenneth Cole, Tommy Hilfiger, and more. Buy one, get one free. Dress shirts and neckwear from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Jeffrey Beam, Michael Kors, and more. Buy one, get one free. Casual and dress pants from Haggar, Perry Ellis Portfolio, and Kenneth Cole Reaction. Buy one, get one during Macy's Labor Day sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Exclusions apply.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
We've discussed this week what the resignation of CEO Steve Jobs means to Apple and the technology industry. Today, I want to talk about what it'll mean to us, consumers of technology. Basically, Apple likely has several years of products that Jobs designed in reserve, so during that time, we won't see much of a change. After that, however, I would expect the product and service innovation that Apple is known for to slow down. The products will still be very good, probably excellent, just less compelling and less culture-defining. Remember, this is the company that has changed the way we compute, moving us from desktops and laptops to iPhones and iPads. It has even changed the way we listen to music and buy software. Also, because the rest of the industry pretty much follows and copies what Apple does, look for industry-wide innovation to take a hit as well. I discuss all of this in a Harvard Business Review piece you can read on HBR.org. Just search for my name. I'm Alex Goldfein.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom! The X key is missing. That's not important later, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, What is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love?
Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Interesting that some American firms and Chinese firms provided the Libyans with technology. That is Gaddafi's regime with technology to spy on their citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Wait till the names. I don't know who. I don't have. I just have the general overview. I don't have any names. But when the names come out, how do you think that's going to go over with the Cheerios at the headquarters of whatever companies are responsible for that kind of stuff? What would it
I
be?
Think they're more like Frosted Flakes.
You think?
Yeah.
GPS equipment, is that, who makes that sort of thing? Is that Japanese? That would have been in the old days anyway. That would have been Japanese technology, mm-hmm. wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, manufactured, not technology.
Mm.
The technology is probably ours, don't you
think?
Yeah,
the technology is ours. It's the military came up with, the American military came up with GPS.
Right. So we let the guys who are the bad guys have it?
Well,
where's Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld?
Tons of money to be made by selling it. And it's just like anything else that NASA or the military invents, DARPA. They perfected in the military or whatever application that they invented in, and then they say, okay, how can we make money? And was it you guys I was talking about with this the other day? Thank you.
Yeah.
When NASA invents something or DARPA, the military, invents something.
DARPA? What are you talking about?
DARPA, it's the branch of the military that does all of the kind of research.
Who ever even heard of it?
Development. You've heard of DARPA.
Somebody say DARPA before.
You just talked about DARPA last week.
DARPA. Don't be chastising me like I was saying.
Defense, research, project, whatever.
DARPA, defense, and research.
Long and short, when they invent something, do they patent that invention, and do they make the proceeds to government?
That's a question that comes up frequently. That is a good question, a general question, about whether when you and me as taxpayers supply the dough for R&D, and then somebody gets it, like the e-foods. I don't even know whether that's something.
That's NASA.
They paid for all that, the research and development, and then somebody gets a hold of it. They may pay a little bit for the technology or for the information, and then they make a lot of money. How come the taxpayer doesn't share in that? I think that's a great question.
That's the first one of the day, Rich.
Rich McFadden, ladies and gentlemen.
Write it down.
Not bad for a dumb guy, huh?
59 past the hour. He's asked his first intelligent question of the day.
Maybe ever.
And that's
Maybe
good news. 59 past the hour.
A Marine.
On Good Day.